coming to you live from my apartment. It's Rob Has a Podcast back together live for the Big Brother Celebrity 2019 draft. Here we are with our esteemed LFC panel. Very excited to get into everything here tonight. Of course, let me, you know them all so well, but let's go through it for the first time here in 2019. Let me start with the latest winner of a Big Brother draft. She had Casey and watched her dominate all of Big Brother 19 on her way to her Big Brother draft win. Please welcome Melissa Denny. Melissa, how are you?
I am great. I'm so excited to be here. I'm the champion. I'm ready to take back my crown. And I am just, after seeing the bios and seeing the people and seeing the house, I'm just so excited for this season to start. I mean, in our year-end review, I talked about how I kind of think that Big Brother Celebrity was my favorite season last year. So I'm pumped and excited to be here.
Okay. All right. Excited to see if Melissa brought her excellent draft board again here tonight on our Big Brother Celebrity Draft. Of course, a man who the chat is saying is looking sharp tonight. Who will it be? It's Mr. Brent Wolgamott.
I figured it was me because I had the jacket. I will say that Celebrity Big Brother is great, Rob, because the chances of me getting into a Twitter fight with one of the house guests is extremely low.
Not that low.
Celebrities aren't going to tweet back at me. They're really not.
Taryn, what are the chances that we come upon February 13th, Brent versus the Mooch on Twitter?
I was thinking maybe Ryan Lochte, but
Lochte doesn't care that much.
I don't know. You never know.
Okay. All right. Taryn Armstrong, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's so good to be back and live for the first time in a while. Very happy to be here. Very happy to be drafting. It's the last draft win that I got was last year.
It's been a drought for Taryn here in the Big Brother draft. Of course, we are streaming here live on robinswebsite.com. I've been seeing in the YouTube chat that some people are saying that they're having a problem loading the video on the webpage. If that's the case, refresh the page. Hopefully we're having an issue, and hopefully we have gotten that fixed. If you refresh the page on robhasawebsite.com, you can always go to rhap.live to get our Twitch and YouTube links. We're also on Periscope and hopefully Facebook if everything is working here tonight on our first Big Brother 2019 celebrity live show. God forbid Big Brother 19. Okay. All right. But we are all excited. We're going to talk about who we're going to draft. We'll do it. It's a preview. It's a draft. It's all in one as we get ready for Monday's premiere. Very excited about all of it. And then Taryn will kick off the daily coverage of the live feeds as well. Taryn, are you counting down the days?
Of course. Very excited. I've missed it. It's always a great place to be in the morning, live, talking to people. It's my favorite thing.
Okay. All right. So very excited. And Brent, I know that you are the one that always has the closest eye on the chat. I feel like that Scott St. Pierre is not with us. If you have any comments to share from the people chatting with us live on the YouTube site, if they could share those with us as long as we go.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Now, Taryn and I got to do a preview of the season. We very quickly went through everything from these 12 people. But Brent or Melissa, you have anything you want to say about Celebrity Big Brother 2019 before we get into the draft?
I mean, I can just say right off the top that I think the women are going to tell the tale of this season one way or the other. So watching some of the men, it was like paint drying, Rob. I have to tell you, it was pretty sad. The women, on the other hand, were really, really fun to watch. And I'm excited to see what happens in the draft tonight. Having said that, you never know who the winner of the season is going to be. As we saw last season, celebrities are a different lot. You have to treat them differently. And I think the person who ends up winning the game will be the person who learns the lessons of Ross the best.
Okay. Melissa, how about you? Anything, any big picture reactions to this cast?
I feel like the names are bigger than last year, or at least a lot of them are recognizable names. So last year I felt like there were some people that I was like, who's that? What's happening? This year I've at least heard of most of the people. And the only thing, though, is I feel like last season was stronger in terms of super fans, or at least people who had seen the seasons before or knew about Big Brother before Big Brother Celebrity. It was interesting that, like, you know, when they asked about who your favorite player was last year, they had to say someone from actual Big Brother because, you know, there had never been a celebrity Big Brother before. But this year they ask it and literally everyone gave an answer that was a person from Big Brother Celebrity besides maybe two people. So it was a little unfortunate that it appeared that even in Sequester, they weren't giving them previous seasons of Big Brother to watch. They were only giving them the celebrity version. So it was kind of, I mean, granted, last season was really great, so it's good that they're, like, learning from mistakes of previous people, but I kind of was hoping for some people who had known the show and were fans of the show generally, but, you know, okay. I'll take a week.
All right, you want names or you want fans? What do you want?
Fans.
Okay. All right, well.
I do, but, I mean, we'll I know
see.
A lot of people
We'll see how it goes. Okay.
But can't we get both?
I know, but, you know, hopefully let's just get people who want to play and hopefully they can pick up the game as we go. All right. So Melissa was the winner of the Big Brother 20 season draft. So Melissa, you will be giving us our draft order here tonight in this snake draft. So are you locked in with your draft order?
Oh boy, are we going to be using that locked in for a lot of
Probably
things?
Not. I don't know if it was that good.
I think it was pretty good.
Oh, thanks, Melissa.
Okay, so I tried to take this very seriously and do a bunch of calculations and figure out which would give me the advantage. What spot do I want to
But what is the advantage?
Well, that's the thing. And also, I'm really
That's the question.
Bad at math, so I really didn't really know what I was doing. I just made a bunch of marks on my page and then wrote down an order and then crossed that order out and then wrote another one, which is kind of my thing.
Sounds like you.
So first thing is I'm going to have Rob be first pick. That is set in stone. The rest of it is not so much. So I'm kind of going to let it go as I come up with this. I think I'm going to have... I might be making the biggest mistake ever, but I think I'm going to have Taryn pick second, and then me, and then Brent.
Okay. Right. Now, why, may I ask, was that locked in that you wanted me to pick first? Was it because you feel like I'm the worst drafter, Melissa, and that's why you wanted me to screw up with the first overall pick?
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay.
You have the least amount of experience with it.
Yeah, what the hell do I know, right? Okay. All right.
The least amount of LFC drafting experience. So I just figured that I would give that one to you.
Good cover, Melissa. Good cover.
Good job. Okay. All right. So, all right. We will get to our draft in just one moment. I just want to also say here at the top of the show that we will be live after every episode of Big Brother Celebrity starting on Monday night, 5 nights a week. Can you believe it? We'll be back after the premiere live on Monday night at 9:15 Eastern time as we kick off our coverage. Of course, we will also be talking with Eric Stein later on this season as well for some Winter of Stein action as well. So look for that after we get through a couple episodes here of this Big Brother 20 season. Okay. Let's begin. And yeah, I really did not want the first pick overall, to be honest, because I really felt like that last year. And I know that we had like sort of a weighted draft system, because I felt like that last year there was really like a tier of, okay, there's super fans that are going to the house. So there's people that really know the show. And then there's a bunch of also rants. So I really felt like that there was like basically like three good picks. And then it really fell off the table after that. I don't feel that way this year. I feel like that it's very flat in terms of what we have.
Yes, very flat.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know how valuable the first pick is overall. I think I'd much rather would be picking like 4 or 5 like Brent is. But I will go with my first pick overall. And this was somebody that I did not expect to pick first overall, if you would have asked me before I started doing my research. But I'm going to go with Miss Lolo Jones.
All righty.
give me Lolo number one, just because I don't know if she's going to come back to me later on. And she's somebody that I had sort of heard the reputation that she is a hothead. She is a drama, but I don't know. I didn't see it. And I kind of feel like that maybe in a season where there's so many guys, maybe they'll go after each other. And that's why I say, give me Lolo number one. Taryn, what do you think?
Lolo was down toward the bottom of my board, actually. I had an image of her in my head before I watched her interviews that was very different from the person that I saw, that was maybe similar to your experience. But what I ended up seeing, I actually liked less than my image of her previously. She seemed just not super socially adept compared to some of the other celebrities. And maybe that will work out in her favor, but just like trying to joke around with Aika, she was kind of awkward talking about like making virgin jokes and like bow. Like it was just, it didn't really work very well.
Aika's very intimidating, Taryn.
Maybe so, but these are celebrities, right?
Aika did a great job on the interviews. I thought Aika really knocked it out of the park.
She really did a good job. So good. I felt like there was a huge difference between her interviews and the interviews for Entertainment. What is it? ET
Tonight
US or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Kelsey Knight.
Yeah.
Kelsey Knight. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, she was it was just a marked difference. Like she seemed to be able to get the best out of them.
Yeah. Let me tell you some of the other reasons why I liked Lolo so high was that I felt like that she's somebody who she's played a season of The Challenge, that I feel like that she has the experience of, like, some of these other people have no reality TV experience. She, unlike a lot of the other people, seemed like she actually did watch the show last season. I wasn't really buying that she was watching it when it was on, but it seemed like that she at least has seen Big Brother Celebrity season one. She talked about how she had to live with a lot of different roommates in the Olympic Village. So I kind of feel like that I don't have a clear favorite, and I felt like that she is as good as anybody here on the board for my first pick.
Yeah, I take your point, Rob, that I didn't have her that far down on my draft. I mean, she certainly wasn't number one, but I have her in my top half, certainly. There were a lot of things to like about her. I like the fact, number one, that she did seem like a fan of the show. I actually was buying the fact that she at least watched some of last season. The other thing in respect to Terrence's point is that I do understand where he's coming from. She did seem a little bit inauthentic at times, and that's why I didn't have her as high as maybe I wanted to have her, because the person I saw on the video was somebody who really seemed thoughtful and quiet at times, and somewhat articulate and obviously smart, and not too high maintenance either, as an athlete and somebody who's lived around and worked around other athletes. I felt good about, but the very basics of the game, especially in Celebrity Big Brother, is your sociability, your social currency in the house. And I just worry that she might come off a little bit cold. So that's why I didn't care for
her
as
much. She was bobsledder, Brent.
I know, right? She's one of the one of 10 people, I hear, who has been in the Summer and Winter Olympics. So go girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I had her in my top half as well. And I felt like I really liked that she knew the game, or at least seemed to know the game. And she already had kind of developed a strategy going in. And I liked the fact that she was like, I don't want to try and appear too athletic, so I'm already thinking of maybe like faking an injury or faking some sort of like, yeah, oh, I just can't believe I'm not good at this sort of stuff or whatever. And I felt very confident about that. The only thing is, I've heard a lot of stuff about her reputation from The Challenge, and also I had already heard about her in the news for like punching someone in a bar and getting in a bar fight or whatever. So I was like, ooh,
I don't
know.
Same Lolo Jones?
Is there another Lolo Jones?
Probably somewhere, right?
Are you hoping now?
Because yeah, I'm punching somebody.
Keep talking, Melissa. I'll look it up.
Yeah.
So, I was a little.
Everybody makes a mistake.
I was like, dear God, what have I done?
Yeah. Okay. I own the pick. I do think that this is pretty much like you know, this is going to be very random here. I don't know if we have a good sense of how this is going to go down. Okay.
Well, all right, Rob, I'll give you this. I was on Twitch the other night and we did a brand steal simulation of Celebrity Big Brother 2. Spoilers, but Lolo Jones was the predicted winner.
So if Taryn's brand steal said she'll win, then I feel better about it. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. As we wait for the smoking branch.
It's true. Yeah. No, it's true. It's not fake news. She actually was in a fight with the stepdaughter of a bobsled coach, according to reports.
Fake news.
That's been. So, yeah. Not a good look.
Yeah, I knew about that because back in college, I had a friend who had a big crush on her. And so I had known about her for a long time. And then all of a sudden that news came out and he was like, never mind. So that's how I associate her.
Somebody's going to win. Yeah. Somebody's going to win. Okay. All right. Taryn, you have the number two pick on the board here.
I do. And
I'm psyched to hear this. I must say, after Winston, ladies and gentlemen, there's nowhere to go but
it's redemption time.
All right, Mr. Jose. I am going to go with Jonathan Bennett. That's the pick.
I wasn't
sure that I expected to get him. And I honestly wasn't exactly sure that I was going to like him as much as I anticipated. He's kind of one of the consensus picks here. However, there are a few things that I really like about Jonathan. One is that I think he is easily the most connected person going into that house. He has connections with Dina. He has connections with Lolo. He was on the same season of Dancing with the Stars. Joey was on Cake Wars, which he hosted. So he has a lot of different connections going into the house. A lot of people already know of him. He's a very friendly guy. It's hard to see anybody going in not liking him from those connections. So I feel good about a lot of those things heading into the season. And then also in his interview with Aika, he mentioned how Roots has the best hoodies, and he's totally right about that. So I just wanted to mention that.
Okay.
As he puts on a hoodie, for those of you who are listening to the audio version of this podcast.
I thought he was talking about the miniseries from the 70s. I'm like, why is he talking about that?
I was really showing my age.
I was like, okay. I mean, not mad at it, but why that's random. Okay.
I thought the same thing. Wow. Okay.
Star-studded miniseries. Okay. Brent, are you here for Mr. Jonathan Bennett?
I am stunned that Taryn picked him. I am gobsmacked. Like, I had him at number one on my board coming into the videos, and I moved him all the way down into the bottom half. He was absolutely insufferable with Aika. He was like,
make that Twitter. Forget the mooch.
He was terrible. I was exhausted after watching 2 minutes of it. I just want to read to you some of the comments from the lovely people on YouTube after watching.
Oh no!
Because the commenters are totally equivalent to celebrities playing.
The YouTube commenters do have their finger on the pulse.
They do. Well, this is what first-hand reactions, and these are all people who clicked on this video. They wanted to, you know, Jonathan Bennett was a big pick. You guys were 2 days ago talking about he's a super fan of the show. These people were like, okay, Shannon 2.0, too gay to function, Frankie Grande reincarnate. I actually do
they agree should block that comment. That's the
I didn't think it was offensive. I thought it was actually true.
Which one? The too gay to function?
Yeah,
that's right. A quote from Mean Girls, everyone.
Okay. All right. It's cool then. All right.
Right. Well, I'm not saying it's cool. I'm just saying that they're quoting a movie. So not that they're just saying that.
They're in
the rest of them, other comments, annoying, shut up, kids don't do drugs, I'm exhausted watching this, and my favorite, Aaron Samuels got Botox. So I don't know what the hell he's talking about with this pick. I mean, his whole strategy is that he's going to float. I mean, like I said, I was exhausted after watching 2 minutes of it. How the hell is this guy with this much energy and who talks this much going to float? I mean, I want to like him. I follow him on Instagram. I followed him for a year and a half. He seems like a really cool guy, and I'm hoping, you know, once he gets into the Big Brother house, he can turn it down. But I am really worried that they're going to look at him, which is like exactly what he is, which is like the gay super fan of the show who's going to be plotting and scheming behind their backs and making them all look like fools in the diary room. And they were going to want to get him out.
Yeah. Is it possible that he might have just had like 9 espresso before he did his interviews? Is that possible?
Or something like that, Rob.
he was like at a 14 out of 10, just like a mile a minute. Like that was, he was intense.
I mean, that happens all the time.
Like, mm-hmm. I've heard that that's kind of his thing, which is fine, but I do feel like it's a kind of a small doses personality where, you know, it's possible that people could get annoyed with him because he's just so all the time. And that's why, I mean, I really liked him going in, and I like that he's a fan of the show and he knew who Ike and Dimitri's were, but I just feel like his personality is not going to go super great with all these big personality celebrities. It's possible that he's just going to be like the fun, funny guy and he gets along with everyone like no problem. But if he's trying to, if he's constantly out on 11 all the time, I could sense people getting annoyed with that and wanting to just like get him out. So that's why he was like mid tier of my list.
Taryn, do you feel like that he will be able to either get his legs under him, or do you think that that his intensity will not bother people in the house?
I think that his intensity is being vastly overstated. I think that this is an interview version of himself. And when he's in the house and he's there 24/7, it's not going to be nearly this intense. He even recognizes that he talks too much and that he's a little too intense and that he needs to, you know, calm that down a bit. I honestly expect that he probably doesn't have to. Most people don't have to lower their energy going into the Big Brother house because you're so bored when you're there. There aren't a lot of players that were just so over the top all the time that it annoyed people. Even somebody like Frankie was extremely loved in the house for a long time. His antics were never, even when it came down to why he left, it wasn't because of his antics. People loved his antics. They love any source of entertainment in the house. I think this intensity thing is way overstated.
Well, and the one thing that I think
coming from commenters,
the one thing that I could think could be problematic, honey, is that it's such a short season. I mean, yeah, Frankie is a ball of laughs when you have nothing to do for freaking 3.5 months in the Big Brother house, but over 2.5 weeks, I have to believe it's going to be a different story. And I don't think he's long for this game, unfortunately.
So
but we'll see.
To be fair, you know, Ross and Marissa last season were very like talk, 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 talk. And I loved watching it, but a lot of people at home were annoyed, but none of the house guests seemed to be annoyed.
But they had each other to feed off of.
Well, but you know, you've got Marissa, personalities in house this year too, that are very talk, 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 talk. So it's
Marissa was potentially one of the most talkative house guests I've ever seen on the feeds. And she did win the last season. So,
so to be fair, we can't.
There's something there. And it should also be said, again, Jonathan is somebody who knows the game. Not a super fan, but he does know the game a lot better than pretty much anyone else on the cast, except for maybe one or two other people. And that does count for a lot. So for me, there's so many people that are cheering for him because they've met him in person and they really loved meeting him in person. So he seems like a very personable guy. He has a lot of connections. He knows the game. All of those things kind of combine for me into the person that I have to make the pick.
Okay. No, I think that he's probably the chalk number one pick. I would have to say, going in, just based on that he seems to have the training, have the knowledge. I just feel like I'm going to short him. I don't think I'm going to bet against him. Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm betting against him too, because it seems to me that these celebrities have watched basically 2 episodes of Big Brother. And I think the 2 episodes are the first 2 where Shannon came out like a house of fire and they're all saying, you know, we don't want to play like her. And I don't think he can help not playing like her. So that's where I think he's going to run into problems.
Okay. All right.
Melissa, you have the third pick.
Yes. This is somebody who, when the cast list was released, I was like, there is no way I'm picking this person.
Ooh.
Not because of anything. I just like, I had heard things. I don't know. I didn't really know who she was besides what I was hearing. And so I was like, not for me. But now after watching the interviews and knowing more about this person, I'm actually a fan. So I'm going to pick Natalie Eva Marie.
Okay.
All right. I feel like she is, first of all, athletic, but second of all, I feel like she understands the game, from what I can tell, what she's saying. I feel like she also has a personality that can mix with a lot of people. She was able to easily talk to people in the interviews. And I feel like she is the kind of person who can actually fly under the radar. And a lot of the other people are saying, I'm going to fly under the radar, but they're people like, you know, like Cato and, you know, Jonathan and stuff, where it's like, are you going to fly under the radar or are you not? And I could totally see her flying under the radar. I don't know her personality from the previous reality show that she was on at all. So I don't know how she mixes with other people, but it seems to me like she's kind of calm, but also strategic. And that's why I like her.
Okay. Brent, do you have any feelings about Natalie Eva Marie?
Yeah, she would have been one of my picks if it had fallen to me. I think it's a great pick. I really, really like her. And I'm with Melissa, just, you know, looking at her, because I'd never heard of her coming into the show. I would never have picked her. I thought, you know, she just looks like someone who wouldn't take this seriously. But she said something in her interview with Aika where she said something like this. She called it an amazing opportunity. And there was a bit of authenticity to the way she said that, which she wasn't saying it in like a social climbing way. She just really wanted to play the game. And she said that she watched all of last season, that she was hooked on it. Again, I don't know how much I'm a believing of that, but I'm inclined to believe her. She sounded authentic when she said it. She was articulate and fun. She was also very sweet. And I don't think she's going to be intimidating. She doesn't look bad at all. She is she's just somebody I think people want to be around, and not just that, but somebody people want to keep around. So I feel really good about this pick, and I certainly would have picked her if she had been there for me.
Taryn, do you feel like Natalie Eva Marie has upside?
Yeah, she was one of my top picks as well. I think that she really impressed me in her interview with Aika.
Yeah.
I think out of everyone in the entire cast, she got along with Aika the most. She became like friends with her instantly. She was super, super appreciative of Aika for getting her a thing of spray tan, which I think is, you know, it's funny because it's spray tan and she was acting like she just was given $100,000. But I think that goes to show just like the sociability of her, where she is able to really make Aika feel good about the fact that Aika gave her something. I think that speaks well for her. I think that she seems just very friendly, very nice. I know that she has some kind of reputation, but I think that a lot of that is from, you know, from what I've heard, just from the sort of place she holds in the realm of WWE,
right,
whatever it is. And so I think that she can do really well. I think she'll be underestimated, and I think she'll do well. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really have a strong take on her one way or the other. I had her sort of middle of the pack, that I think she's going to be fine. But, you know, I didn't see anything that really blew me away either from Natalie Eva Marie.
She really benefited from the expectations game with me, because like I said, I didn't expect anything from her. And then I was like, wow, you can actually complete sentences and you really want to be here. I'm like some people in the cast. Like, that's what I was really more floored about than anything, was that she really wants to play the game and really seems to know what to do.
Okay.
Yeah, no, totally. Cause I had, when I initially saw, cause she was the first leak and I had seen her and I was like, oh, okay. And so I did like more research into her because I had no idea who she was and I was trying to figure it out. And so I looked at like her social media and stuff like that. And I was just kind of like, okay, this girl's like really into her looks. And she's just like, I kind of got the sense that she was just in it to like build a following, which like obviously they all are there to like get more fans and like whatever, but like I just thought that she wouldn't care about the game, she'd just be there to like promote whatever thing she's doing, and I didn't get that vibe at all when I heard the interviews. So I agree with Brent that like it was an expectation sort of thing where she totally surpassed my expectations, and some of these people who I did know of beforehand really did not meet my expectations.
Okay. All right, anything else on Natalie Eva Marie? No? Okay. All right.
Nope.
Brent now is going to have two picks back to back. So the first Brent pick.
I mean, I do not believe the rumors. I have to pick this lady. She was absolutely stunning in her interviews, both with Kelty and with Aika. She is somebody who I would love to see win Big Brother, and she's also somebody who I think could win Big Brother. Again, this is a must-win draft. It doesn't do any good if they get to the end. They have to win the draft, and I think she can. Tamar Braxton. Give me Tamar Braxton, ladies and gentlemen. She was absolutely stunning. I love listening to her talk. She sounded like somebody who you could just sit down and have a two-hour conversation with, and you feel like you've known her for a lifetime. She wanted to be on last season. She couldn't do it for whatever reason. She's on it this season. In the interview that she did with Aika and then the one she did with Kelty, they both talked to her about quitting, and she basically said, over my dead body will I quit. So what these rumors that are out on the internet,
we'll talk about some of the talk about the rumors.
Oh, well, and they are very thin rumors. The ET Canada did a video interview with her, with Aika, obviously, and it was taken down. We don't know why. There's, you know, been a few random explanations of why it was taken down. Maybe like the tag was wrong or something, but we don't know. Vegas, the spoiler, said that she had a fit her first night in sequester, but yet everybody made it into the house. So we know that she made it into the house. So sequester, you know, sequester's long gone. So I am not buying these spoilers. I think that she's in the house. There's no way she's quitting after, because it would have had to be like today. So there's no way she's quitting after one or two nights, Taryn. I know you may not like the pick, but you are with me on this. You do not believe that she has quit the game, right?
I don't, and I do like the pick, actually.
Are you saying the Vegas, the spoiler, has bad information?
Well, no, I'm just saying that. Vegas didn't say she quit. Vegas just said that she had a rough time in sequester and that she's in the house. So, I mean, okay. That's all Vegas said.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. I do like the pick. I think Tamar, she is somebody who is very familiar with the show. She said she's been watching since season one. I think that's great.
Big Brother Celebrity season one?
Actual season one.
What?
She said Evil Dick was her favorite house guest.
Yeah, Rob, sorry, Taryn, I don't mean to stop you real quick, but let me tell you, Rob, like this girl, she did not become famous until she was 35 years old, okay? Mm-hmm. She became famous at 35. So she was like the rest of us, chilling at home, watching Big Brother, watching Evil Dick bang pots and pans against house guests for real. Like, so she was just like us until she was 35 years old, and then she became a star, and now she's 41 years old. So she's a perfect person for me to go in the Big Brother house and take it home. Go ahead, Taryn. Sorry.
Yeah, I think that this is, that all is great. And I think that knowing the show, especially on a cast where almost all of them were like, yeah, I've seen like two episodes. There's, I think, three people who have seen, maybe four people who have seen more than two episodes. And she's somebody who's watched the entirety of the show. And I think that's really, really good for her. However, there may be some validity to the fact that she is the person that I think a lot of people would think is most likely to have a meltdown in sequester, and potentially the most likely person to quit, despite the fact that she said it would be over her dead body, because of sort of the history that she has of potentially storming out of things and, you know, quitting things and so on and so
like
forth.
Like that play.
Exactly. You know, that's not great. She said her sisters were like, you're crazy for doing this. You're going to have so much trouble getting along with people. You've never had roommates before. If the people that you're really close to are saying that you're going to have trouble interacting with other people, that's probably not a great sign in a game where you have to interact with people to do well. So I think that those things are negative. But I think her knowledge of the game in general and the fact that she's probably not going to be seen as a massive threat early on, especially with all these huge athlete types in the game, I think that she has the potential to do well as long as she can keep things under wraps and move forward in a confident way.
Melissa, do you have any experience with Tamar Braxton?
I don't have any experience with her, but
not personally,
I really,
of course.
Her interviews. I liked her a lot. She would have been my next pick. I feel very good about the fact that she is a fan of the show, and she's been a fan for a long time. And she said that they had asked her to do it last year, and she was so disappointed that she wasn't able to do it because of scheduling conflicts. And then when this year they asked, she was like, yes, let's do it. Let's go. She's really excited to be a part of it, which is like, honestly, for a celebrity season is hard to come by sometimes. So I'm very glad that she's ready to play. She said like, that she wasn't going to quit. And I liked that Aika was asking that question of people, because that was something that everybody wanted to know, was like, hey, tell these guys not to quit. they can't do that again. So it was really nice to hear that basically all of them said that they weren't going to quit. I mean, some of them more adamantly than others, but you know, Tamar, I'm a big fan.
One thing I thought was really funny about Tamar is that Aika asked her if she had gotten any advice from any of the former players. And she was like, no, I wouldn't do that. I want to go in without it. That would be like cheating to get advice from past players.
Uh-oh. Like,
what are you talking about? Expect her to be a bitter juror if she already has these kinds of restrictions on what is allowed in the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she won't be casting a vote for Jonathan in the end, Taryn?
Yes, she'll be casting a vote for Lola.
Okay. All right. Brent, what has the chat been saying about these picks so far?
Five oops for your pick of Lolo Jones.
There's a little bit of cherry picking, no?
Not really.
Everyone loves Brent's pick.
and lots of oops for Jonathan Bennett, for Taryn. I think they were with me on that. They were just stunned. I think everyone expected to say one.
Rob, what you're doing is you're asking Brent to tell him the comments that agree with him.
I know. Explain his
opinions. Taryn, he knows what he's doing. You don't have to explain the joke.
Seeing oops for all of us except for Brent.
Yeah.
And that's being not by.
Wow, the chat is very in Brent's corner tonight.
Wow, what a surprise.
Okay. All right. Brent, now you have a second pick in a row now. Okay. Hopefully is
uh-oh. I thought he was just looking really serious.
He's
looking
overloaded by the chat.
He's looking very too serious
much,
as
too
we
much agreement.
As we
okay,
wait.
Well, I guess it means that I get next pick, right?
let's wait it out a second as Brent may be having some internet difficulty here.
I'm nervous that he's gonna take mine.
Okay, can I make a comment? Sure. I don't understand why every single, I feel like almost every single interview, they were still asking about showmances, even though half the cast was like married or paired off. Like,
with children.
When do celebrities ever get into showmances on these shows? Why is this even a question?
Yeah,
but, and that was what I was thinking. Is like, they must have told them, like, ask about showmances. People love that stuff. But really, it's like, don't ask about that stuff. Like, these people are married. Are you trying to, like, break them up? Also, like, none of these people would go in a showmance together very, very well at all. Like, none of these people click.
I would say it's a little crazy, but I would say if there was ever a showmance on one of these celebrity shows, it would be 10 times bigger than any showmance that you would see. Even if it was boring, it would be huge. It would be everywhere and all the tabloids would cover it. So I think it would be a very smart move for two celebrities to hook up on one of these shows.
I mean, if Ariadna and James Maslow had gotten together,
it would be a huge deal.
Yeah, the ultimate Big Brother showmance.
Okay, all right. Brent is back with us.
I am back. Yes, I don't know what happened. That was odd. I've never had Zoom freeze on me before, but that actually happened.
Okay.
I am very torn with the number five pick because I have a heart pick and I have a head pick, and you know, I'm just torn. Oh, it says my internet connection's unstable. That's not good, Rob.
Okay. Well, nothing we can do about it now.
I'm going to get the pick in. I'm going to pick Candy Burris. That's what
Candy
I'm going to
pick. Burris.
Yes, I'm going to pick Candy Burris.
That was going to be my next pick. I really like her.
Look, she was personable. I love the fact that she's a new fan. I think this, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the one that Aika was like, you're a new fan of the show. So she was somebody who really seemed to enjoy the show, but she's not somebody who is like a super fan of the show. So I like where she, the little place in time that she's at right now in reference to her Big Brother experience. And I'm excited to see how she plays. She was somebody else who I thought did not feel to me like she was a celebrity. She did not feel like she was above this experience.
And but she's a like, real housewife, Brent.
Well, I know that. But I mean, like, even being on a show like that, you can get, you know, all the shallowness in Hollywood and production and everything. It can be a little overbearing. It can kind of eat at your soul. And I never felt as though.
Whoa.
Hollywood is, Rob. I never felt as though she was. Well, you know, you live out there with all the hoity-toity people.
That's right. That's right.
But no, I really like her, and I don't know what it is about her. I expect her to go far. I don't think that anybody's going to have any issues with her. I don't think she's going to get into a fight with anybody. I've seen her be really, really calm on Real Housewives. I don't watch a lot of it, but I watch some of it. When people get into fights, she can lay down, throw down if she needs to, but she can also hold back if she needs to. And I don't expect her to want to get into a fight on Big Brother. I think she's there to win, and I really like this pick. I believe in it. Melissa, why are you mad?
I'm mad because I really liked her. I feel like she was really smart in her interviews. And I mean, she keeps saying she was only really recently told about this.
Right.
But that she, when she was watching the few episodes that she got to see, I really felt like she picked out the very important elements, especially for like the beginning of the game, like, you know, staying in a room with a bunch of people and talking about how like normally she'd want the bedroom that only has two beds, but instead she's going to go for the bigger bedroom because she knows that that's where the strategy happens. And, you know, all these little things that you wouldn't normally pick up and aren't quite obvious, to the initial viewers, she totally got, and I felt like she really understood the strategy of it. And also the fact that she said that her daughter, I guess, is a fan. So it's possible that her daughter gave her some advice before going in. She talked to Brandy, she said. So I just yes. feel like she knows some, she, I mean, she didn't necessarily say anything crazy about like, oh, this is the advice I got a ton of advice or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But the fact that she did talk to them shows that she was trying to figure it out, and that there's, it's possible that she was given some information that she hasn't told us in these interviews. That's good information. So I feel like the one thing I'm concerned about is maybe her ability to keep like emotions in check. I've heard that she gets in confrontations with people, or that she's not afraid to speak her mind and, you know, say stuff, which isn't quite necessarily what you want in the Big Brother house sometimes. But, you know, Omarosa got really far and she spoke her mind. So did Brandy. So I could see her doing really well, and I really like her.
Melissa, are you a fan of her from her interviews, or are you of the Real Housewives persuasion?
I know of her song. Baby, when you're out in the club, don't think I'm not. Yeah, she has some good music. But anyway, I know her from Real Housewives, barely. I've seen a couple of the episodes. And I just really liked her in the interviews. I don't know if I'm a huge fan of her from Real Housewives because I haven't seen enough of it. So, yeah.
Okay. Taryn, you've been quiet about Candy Burris.
I'm upset that another one was taken from me. All of the picks have been women except for Jonathan so far. Four of the five women are off the board. There are fewer women this time than men on the cast. So, we're really, really going head first with the women, and rightfully so, I think. Unfortunately, I've missed out on basically all of them. But I liked Candy. She seemed very, again, very personable. She seemed to get along with Ika very well. She focused a lot on how much she wanted to be level-headed in the house. Ika was like, no, I want to see you go crazy. No. And Ika was like, oh, I was crazy in the house. And she, well, how far did you make it? I was top four. What? You made it to top four doing mm-hmm. that? And Ika was like, well, you probably shouldn't follow my suit. So I feel like she understands what she needs to do in the house. I don't think that she, based on what I've seen, I don't feel like she's going to be a firecracker. I've heard that even on her show, she's not really a firecracker. She is one of the more calm and steady presences on the show, and that she only really gets into fights when people kind of deserve it. And she's kind of like putting them in their place. So she's kind of like standing up for herself, as opposed to maybe some of the other people that are more passive aggressive and get into fights a lot more easily. So I think that's all really working well for her. I don't know how true this is, but I have been told, interestingly enough, that Tamar and Candy do have a previous relationship that might be a little bit rocky. So that could be a bad thing for the both of them if that's true and if that is, in fact, the case. So that's something to look out for with Candy. But otherwise, I do like her, and I'm interested to see how she does on the season.
Yeah. And Taryn, I know you were concerned about there being four women picked already, but there is still another woman on the board. So don't worry about it, Taryn. Okay.
Not worried.
Okay. All right. So anything else on Candy? All right.
Just that now I have no idea what I'm doing.
Because it's back to you, Melissa, with pick number six. You made this draft order. You set this all up.
Myself. Okay. I'm totally torn between two people. I'm not going to give it away because I don't want you guys picking this one. Maybe this one will come back around to me. Mm-hmm. I doubt it, but maybe. So I'm going to pick Tom Green.
Tom Green.
Yes. Yeah, I am. This could really go either way because I feel like his humor is kind of like it could. It's a strange type of humor, and it could either, you know, a lot of people could love it and he could just be like the calm, funny guy who like gives like quick quips once in a while or whatever. Or it could just be like people don't really get him and they don't really bond with him. And it's just kind of like, oh, that's the like weird guy from, you know, MTV or whatever. And so I'm a little worried about it, but I do think that he knows the game. He is one of the few celebrities that gave a favorite player who was not a celebrity player. I think he said Cody, right? Mm-hmm. That was him. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. Cody Nixon.
Yeah. Cody Nixon. So,
not like Cody Calafiore.
He's clearly not Cody Calafiore.
Unfortunately.
It's clear that he at least knows some of the characters from the previous seasons. Maybe he's not the biggest fan, but he's at least watched some of it. And he seems really different than I expected in the interviews. I guess I expected his like character persona, but instead it was more calm and reserved. So I don't know how he really is. Maybe that's just like his interview persona, but I'm excited to see how he does.
Brent, what do you think? He's got kind of like a Donnie look going on now. Do you think that he could get that working for him?
Possibly. I was actually very taken with this pick as well. By the way, Melissa, I think there's no chance in hell he's falling into number 11, which is when the next opportunity for you to pick. So I'm glad if you wanted him, you took him now. He was very well spoken in his interview with Ike. I do worry at times, like I have this thing where I'm looking for authenticity and I wasn't sure when he was being authentic. Like I know I got authentic parts of him in the interview, I just couldn't tell you what they were. Like I felt like he was trolling me half the time. I knew I had seen him. Like, I mean, I knew I've seen him on many, many, many things, but I was never a big MTV fan when I was younger. So I didn't watch any of those things. He was the Chad in Charlie's Angels. Melissa, do you know what I'm talking about? Like the really hot guy, the Chad. I'm sure. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Cameron Diaz, with
Drew Barrymore at the time.
Yes, with Drew Barrymore. What? Exactly. Yeah, he was the Chad. Exactly.
Wow. Oh my God. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I remember how hot I was for the Chad. He looks good. 40 years later, 30 years later, hell if I know. But he looks good right now.
I don't think it's been 30 years.
I know, right? He looks great. But more importantly, I think he carries himself in a manner that I feel like could win the game because it's an adult manner where he looks like somebody in the room who's not going to, you know, trifle with some of the shenanigans that are going on in the Big Brother house. He seems funny enough to carry a jury vote, and he seems like somebody that people could respect. And he also seems like he knows what he's doing. He seems like he's there to win. I worry that maybe he's a little too smart for this crowd, but if he's not, I would watch out.
He seems very calm, very reserved. I like that going into the house that he is, you know, it's a calm energy going into the house. I just can't get out of my mind that he did the Celebrity Apprentice and I felt like that he wasn't really trying. It's one thing to be sort of calm, but I think it also can feel like that, you know, he's not really there to win. I don't know if it's going like, I think it could help him in Big Brother where it's like, hey, he's not trying that hard, but I can't help but feel like that, you know, we'll be like rooting for him to like win a comp at some point and he's not going to even try.
Yeah, I mean, I had a lot of reservations about Tom based on his story about being on the Celebrity Apprentice. It seemed like he is the kind of guy that doesn't really get along with your typical celebrity cast of a reality television show. He's kind of more normal than that, if that makes any sense. He even mentioned it in the interview, and that's why I sort of turned around on Tom, is because he seemed to be very aware of all of the faults that I was anticipating in seeing when he went on the show. He talked about how he kind of stood apart from the rest of the cast on Celebrity Apprentice, where he was kind of making fun of them and making jokes to the camera. But even if he's trying to make make an active effort to not do that, it's harder to see him integrated with the rest of the cast as much as a lot of the other people. He just has a different kind of personality. He's a bit of a troll. He's a comedian. He's kind of nerdy. So that doesn't really mesh well with all these big jacked, you know, athletes, celebrities, personalities. I feel like he might have trouble fitting in. He might find a couple of really good friends and he might do well there, but it's hard to see him being a power player that has a lot of social connections in the house. And that's not great for him. However, I do think he's smart. He knows the show better than most people. So I do think he has some potential here. I don't want to be sleeping on Tom, but I do think there are some reservations. And again, he seemed very self-aware. He seemed to be actively working against those potential downsides. So if he's able to do that, then I think we'll see something great from him. But otherwise, we might be in for something not too great.
I was pretty down on him, and then I watched his interview, and then I came back up really high on him. So I'm just saying that that's what my concern is, but I could also see a scenario where I think he's probably one of the smartest people that are in the house. And if he takes it seriously, you know, if he can turn it into a game where he can be making fun of these people in the diary room, but also trying to win. But I also could see a scenario where he's just like over it, where he's wearing like a dumb costume, where he feels like that now he's not in on the joke. He's being sort of like he's on a wacky game show. I don't know. He might not love that.
Yeah. So. He also, to me, seems like one of the people most concerned with self-promotion, which isn't it's not a bad thing. I'm sure most of them are, but he seems the most blatant with it.
James.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Reminded me of James.
Yeah.
Okay. Taryn, here you are. Pick number seven. Your second pick.
All right. Well, this is going to be a controversial pick.
For Taryn.
I was pretty sure this person would fall to me, and I almost risked it and went even further and didn't pick him here. And I know that a lot of people are going to be down on this pick because of the interview that he had, but I actually really liked the interview that he had. I'm going to pick Joey Lawrence.
Lawrence.
Yes.
Wow.
There it is.
Five oops, Taryn.
Whoa. Okay.
I've seen a lot of negativity around his interview with Aika in particular, because I think because of the way that he responded to her prodding him in terms of trying to get him to rise to some sort of fight, where she's like, I'm going to evict you. And he's like, great, that's wonderful, I'll leave.
That's
and
good.
People are like, oh, he doesn't care about the game. I don't really think that's what was going on there. I feel like he was just kind of responding in any way that he could. He wasn't going to pretend to fight. I feel like he was very personable in the interview. I felt like he was a very chill guy. He seemed like very easy to get along with. It's hard to see him having like emotional breakdowns and quitting the game. I don't think he's going to quit the game. I think he's going to hang around. He's going to get along with people really well, and he's going to get to the end and be a very, you know, likable contender there. I think he has a lot of potential in this game, and I think that a lot of people are really down on his chances in the game just because they didn't like what he said in the interviews. But I don't think that that is necessarily something that you should be looking at.
So I came into his interview and I thought I was going to be really high on him. And I thought that I'm like, okay, here's a guy, he's likable, he's going to get along with everybody. And then I did not like the interview. He started off by saying like why are you here? And it's like, well, you know, I was talking with CBS about a couple of things. And so they thought that maybe I should do this too. So that's why I'm here. And he really seemed like that he was so above the whole thing. Maybe it's an act, but I really got that he could not care less about this experience. It's like, hey, I'm Joey from Blossom, okay? I'm Joey from Melissa and Joey. I'm not Joey from Big Brother Celebrity.
Yeah, that's the thing. He seems so entitled, and that's just not going to work on a show like this. I really do feel like this show, even at 2.5-3 weeks, it reveals, you know, what you really are. And if he's this kind of person, it's not going to play well. I don't understand why they would put someone like this on a show. I mean, no one really knows who he is. Like, of the people in the cast, this is the one guy my mom was like, who is that again?
No, he's a name. He has a following.
I got attacked for saying that.
But Rob, like beyond that, I mean, like, if you know, for somebody who, like, you know, maybe some of America doesn't know, and so many millennials don't know.
America knows him. Yeah.
I just feel like
he's not there's nothing there. I don't know why he's here. He doesn't want to be there. That's evident. He doesn't even know how to, like, it's not even that he doesn't know how to play the game, because you can go into the house and not know how to play the game. He doesn't care to know how to play the game. He doesn't want to know how to play the game. But even when she was, and Taryn, I take your point about the fact that when, you know, Aika was trying to get him to role play, he didn't want to role play. Fine, didn't want to role play. But beyond that part of the interview, he was horrible. She was like, well, what would happen if you were placed on the block the first week? And he's like, oh, I'm fine. Good, nice experience and all, but see you later. And, you know, you can maybe wrap your head around that sort of morph and go like, well, maybe they'll keep him because, but I don't think they will. I think the celebrities would be like, you're out of here, dude. Girl, bye. So I think it's a terrible pick. In fact, I thought he was going to get stuck with him at number 12.
I do believe that this is some sort of tit for tat scenario with CBS where they're like, well, if you want to do a show with us, you're going to have to do Big Brother first. And I feel like he's like, okay, fine. But that's really what it seemed like.
You think they're leading him on?
I feel like they are leading him on. But
Does he not know that that sounds horrible, Melissa, when he says something like that?
I do agree with the whole, like, he thinks he's better than it because, like, he's like, look, I'm only doing this because I have better things coming. Like, I feel like that's the sense I got. And that he really does not care about this at all. And if he could be the first one out, that would be happy. It would make him happy because he'd be able to, you know, get that move right on to be like, CBS, I did it. I did what you wanted. Now can I have my show? That's the way it sounded to me. And it's very strange because he seems nothing like the guy that I remember from the Disney Channel stuff, like brotherly love and all that. So I was very confused, and he's, you know, it's very unfortunate because he's also like the least favorite Lawrence brother out of all of them.
Oh, who are your favorite Lawrence brothers?
Well, Matthew. Andy Lawrence is great. The other guy was on Boy Meets World, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those guys are the big deals.
And his sister, Jennifer, is the biggest.
Does he have a sister?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. She's the biggest Lawrence brother.
Well, of the Lawrence family, yeah.
Of Lawrence family, yeah.
Ah, the Lawrence clan, we all know.
Yeah, it's the clan.
Mm-hmm.
But for real, though, you know, I don't know about him. He just doesn't seem like he cares very much. And it's not just because of that answer. It was mainly just because, like, it seemed like he would prefer to be anywhere else than be in these interviews. So, you know, I'm not taking for, like, I do feel like he feels like he messed up by saying that answer because he immediately backtracked by being like, of course, I'd love to be here. I'm very excited to stay in the game. I don't want to leave, but, you know. So, I'm not huge on him, but you know what? You never know. I really hated James Maslow during the interviews last season, and then I loved him.
Okay.
Yeah, Taryn, I'm hoping you're right. Yeah, Taryn, I really do hope you're right.
Tell us why everybody is wrong and why not only is Joey Lawrence going to win Big Brother Celebrity, but is also going to be the co-star of the new hit CBS comedy Young Leonard.
Here's the thing. I understand the idea of a guy who doesn't seem like he's that into it going into the house. There were two quits last time, but if you look at those quits last time, they weren't because the person didn't care enough. They were because the person was in a lot of emotional distress, and that does not seem like Joey Lawrence to me. I don't see him going in there and freaking out because he needs to get home to his wife, or he needs to, you know, get breast milk or whatever. Like, I just don't see that happening with Joey Lawrence. I think he's going to be in there, and for most people, even if you don't care going in, once you're in the game, if you are threatened with losing the game, or if you are put in a position, maybe he does link up with Jonathan, who's also linked up with some other people, he finds himself in a decent spot, you find yourself caring, even if you never really thought you would care. Playing games that have zero, anything riding on them, I get hooked into them. And I would absolutely love to pretend to not care, but I always care. And I think that a lot of people are pretty similar. And I feel like there's a lot of judgment going on here that could be absolutely right. Everyone could be right. He could go in there. He could leave the game. He could not care at all. He could not play at all. But I think he might go in there. He might find that he's going to play a little harder than maybe even he anticipated. And I think that his, I don't really even care attitude, it was so convincing to so many people who watched the video. I think it'll be a great place for him to be in the house where people don't see him as much of a threat. And in a game where Mark McGrath almost won last season by just kind of hanging out and being cool, I could easily see that happening with Joey. So that's how I feel about Joey. Again, I could be very wrong. It happens all the time. Not that often, but sometimes. But I feel good about it.
Okay. Brent, what is the chat saying?
Most people are saying that Taryn is throwing the draft, somebody drops some serious acid before the draft tonight, and they don't really understand it. I think that somebody's trying to say that there's a Mark McGrath comparison, maybe.
I think it was Karen.
I was reading the draft. I was reading the chat. That's what you wanted me to do. I'm reading the chat.
Yes.
I was listening to Taryn blabber on. So, yeah, it says that Mark McGrath, they agree with that, Taryn. So good on you. Look, like I said, I hope you're right. I really do, because I don't want to see anybody go in there and act like an ass and act like they're full of themselves and they're not even, you know, like, because I want somebody there who wants to play. Mm-hmm. And so I'm hoping your version of Joey comes true.
Okay. So now comes back around to me. And now I have two picks in a row here at 8 and 9, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And I'm very excited because I know everybody's piling on my Lolo Jones pick, but I have two picks here that I am super excited about, that I have two out of my top four people on the board still left here. And I'm very excited to take them both. First, let me get at number 8. I'm very surprised that this person is still here. Give me the Mooch. Scaramucci.
I wanted him.
Yeah, here is Scaramucci. I really was surprised that he fell so far, and I understand that there is certainly train wreck potential here, but the guy is also, you know, super smart and is the only person, I shouldn't say the only person, but one of the only people that is like an actual, like, you know, real professional person who is, you know, did at one point have, you know, a high-ranking job in government.
Yeah, very briefly.
Very briefly. And, you know, it was wacky circumstances that he lost that job. But he did seem like he's watched the show. I think that, you know, he definitely could create a lot of drama in the house. But, I mean, I think that this guy has been in business at a very high level on Wall Street and, you know, is very media savvy. And, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if he makes a deep run. It wouldn't surprise me if he's the first one out. Like a full on David Sampson, but I think that Mooch has a lot of upside.
I think so too. I was going to pick him next. I was waiting to pick him. I feel like he's a schmoozer, and I think that people could really like it. He could get along with people. He made like funny, cute little jokes about his wife packing for him and stuff like that. And I feel like, I don't feel like he's this big brash personality that I thought he was. At least I don't think he's going to portray himself that way. So I could see him getting along with people and kind of flying under the radar, possibly, unless the other house guests have a, you know, sixth sense of humor and they're like, yeah, let's get him out in a mooch and let's kick him right back out, you know. So
Brent, you're shaking your head. You hate the Mooch pick.
Well, here's the thing. This is, again, as I remind everybody, this is a must-win draft. We don't get any points for anything else other than them winning the game. And I think there is no chance on earth that this cast is going to award the money to someone who is a member
fair.
Of the Trump administration.
That's fair. That I could see. But maybe the Mooch could separate himself in some way. Like, I think that maybe could he either go to the end with somebody who is, that has made a lot of enemies. But you're right. That would seem like an uphill climb.
Yeah, he's gonna have to separate himself from it. And that's a hurdle he's going to have to overcome, because I like everything else about him. I would have taken him much sooner. I mean, to me, he's he seems like a great Big Brother player. He wants to be there. He's watched the season. He understood why Ross lost the game. He understood what it takes to listen to celebrities and talk with them. And all of that is great. But again, he has to win a jury vote. He was a member of the president administration. There's not a lot of fans in Hollywood for this administration. I don't think there's any chance he's going to win, because that would seem like validating the current administration, and they don't want to. Again, it's going to be his opportunity to separate himself from that. Maybe he can. He seems like a personable guy. I want him to, because I think he can, but I'm dubious.
Go ahead, Melissa. He's not going to try and separate himself from the Trump administration.
Okay.
This is part of the future job for him.
I mean, the Mooch, I think that one, I think people want to keep him around just to hear the stories that he had, that he might share. In
his number's coming out of the bag. The lucky number is with the Mooch, Rob. Let me tell you.
Yeah. But I think that he does not seem to have, and again, I don't know him extremely well, but I do not believe that he is antagonistic in terms of the political views that he talks about.
I think that this is a very different scenario from Omarosa, which I thought it was very similar to Omarosa until I did some more research, and it is not similar to Omarosa. He has not come out against Trump or anything like that. So he's still in that sort of mindset. He's not going to be that person who's like, we're all in danger, you know, like Omarosa was.
Certainly not. So no, that's not his thing.
It's a very different thing. It's very like, buttoned up, like everything's fine, like, you know, stuff like that. And I do see this as a situation where he's hoping to get future opportunities from this. So I do not see him being the kind of person to like spill the beans on everything and just want a headline.
Yeah. He is on a media rehabilitation tour. Yeah. And I think that he is going to be super friendly and fun, I think, the whole way through. But I do acknowledge that is a good point. I think it might be a tough sell to the jury to get the win.
Yeah, I just think he's too smooth. I think that he is too different from the rest of the cast. I think he stands out in a lot of different ways. I think that he doesn't walk in the same circles that a lot of these people walk in. And I think that really matters going into this season. Something that I think a lot of people forget is that I think a large reason that Ross found so much success last season is because he had the most connections going into the house. He knew a lot of those people heading in. He was friendly with them. He was able to work with them because of that. The Mooch is not going to have anything even close to that. Even Omarosa was in the reality TV world before she was in the political world. That is not really the case with the Mooch. And he sounds like a politician in a lot of ways. He sounds like somebody who is, you know, he's too smooth, especially since he's going to go in wearing that suit. I know he said he was going to take it off afterward, but that first impression is going to be a big one. And one good thing for him, Tom Green loves to talk about how he was fired by the president of the United States.
They have that in common.
And they're totally going to bond over that because they have it in common. But I am definitely not high on the Mooch's chances here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm high on the Mooch as the TV character, and I'm hoping that it's going to work out. But I definitely think that Mooch has some upside here, and I will gladly take him at number 8. And then I have another pick that I'm very excited about here at number 9, who I did consider taking a number 1 overall, and I will take America's favorite house guest, Mr. Cato Kaelin.
Oh.
Yay!
Yeah, very interesting team.
Yes. No, I think Cato has a lot of upside. I really think that there's almost no chance that Cato isn't there at the end of the game. He seems like that he needs a win more than anybody. This would be something for him to really like hang his hat on, that he's the winner of Celebrity Big Brother. And I think that he's very chill. Actually, I thought he was a little like too wacky with Ike. I didn't think that he was like so. Yes. Like vaudeville with going back and forth with Ike on everything. But hey, the guy has made a career out of just being a freeloader. And I mean, that's what Big Brother is.
Yeah. I like this pick a lot. Cato was pretty high on my list. I think that he was very personable. He got along with Ika pretty well. He was very goofy. I think that he's not really going to be seen as a threat going in. I think that's great for him. He's just like, he's again, kind of like a Mark McGrath type potentially. I think that, you know, Ika seems to have really liked him. He got serious at the end of his Ika interview as well. And in a good way, in a way that like, hey, I can put the goofiness aside and let's be real here. And I want to do good in the world. And I think that that really made a good impression on Ika. So I think that's all speaking well of him. He's been researching the show, even though he doesn't know it as well as some of the others.
I was a little surprised at how little he knew about the show. I'm like, weren't you at the finale last year?
but it indicates maybe he's going to be a little bit more familiar with it than some of the other people. So that's good. The one thing I thought was that struck me in a negative way was that he said he calls himself an alpha male, and he says he won't really get along with other alpha males. He doesn't think he'll get along well with people who have high energy. So if that's sort of how he feels, if he feels like he's going to go into the house and be the guy that's kind of like able to call some shots, or like, hey, Jonathan's getting a lot of attention, so I'm going to try and take out Jonathan because he's stealing my spot, I think that could go very poorly for him. So I think he needs to chill out there a little bit. I think he has the potential. He's easily able to chill out if he wants to. He has those skills. But if he doesn't, then I think he'll be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, Mary Dutta in the chat's going, alpha male, who said that? Kato said that. He actually said that, which I was stunned by. So you're a freeloading alpha male. That's a new one for me. To take your point, Rob, Rob made this pick. I was very taken with him as well. In fact, he was the one that I was vacillating with. I said heart and head at number five, and I ended up going with Candy. Kato was the one I was thinking about because he really came across great to me. Like, I wasn't sure what I was going to get from him when I saw his interviews with Ika and with Kelty, but I thought he was very personable and light and fun. Even the interview with Ika at times, even a bit of wacky, but I thought it was a nice balance because I had just watched the Jonathan interview, and thus he seemed much tamer by comparison because he wasn't on all the time during the interview. There were times where he was also off, and that was when I felt like I got a chance to know him. But Taryn, I don't understand, by the way, you said he was high on your draft board, but yet you picked at number seven and you did not select him. So how does that work?
Jonathan and Joey were my top two picks.
Oh, really? Oh, my
God. You had Joey at number two on your draft board?
Taryn, yeah. What are you doing?
Wow.
What are you going to do? Okay. Make fun of me after the season when it turns out to be Winston.
I think he feels like he's on a losing streak, so now he's just like throwing everything at the wall and just seeing.
Yeah.
But in regards to Kato, I feel like I must be living in some alternate universe from you guys, because this guy, I can't imagine living with this guy for a set amount of time and having to like politely laugh at all his crazy, bizarre, play on word, pun, dad jokes type things.
You think that OJ thought that kind of stuff is funny?
Possibly. I mean, you know, he lived there for a while, but I literally felt like I had to turn the interview off. I was like cringing so much. I mean, I just felt like Ika was politely like tittering his humor, and it was just like, oh my God, like this poor guy. Like, I mean, he seems like a very nice guy, don't get me wrong. And I liked that he, you know, brought up the OJ thing. It was like, look, I know I'm famous for like a really horrible event that occurred and all that sort of stuff, and I really did appreciate that he like kind of brought that up, because I'm sure people are sitting there like, this guy's famous, like blah blah blah. But I liked part of his interview when he got serious, but he is like, him and Joey are like bottom of my list, just because I cannot imagine people wanting to keep him around in the house.
Taryn, do you think that OJ signed the release so they could talk about him on the live feeds?
He's a public figure. You're fine.
News, yeah.
Boy, live feeds are going to be lit of like, hey, what's OJ like? Hey, what's Trump like? Hey, what's Lindsay Lohan like?
I want to know about Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, we're going to hear a lot about Lindsay Lohan, I think. All right. So Kato Kalin is my pick, and I am in the clubhouse, nine picks down, and now only three to go, and we come back to Taryn.
Yes. All right. So I have a choice between Ricky Williams, Ryan Lochte and Dina Lohan, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Who can win the game, Taryn?
Who can win the game? Honestly, I think all three of them can win the game. I think this is a lot of people's games. I think this, as Rob mentioned at the top of the show, it's really up in the air here. I am, though, going to go with Ricky Williams.
He's
going
to be my pick. Ricky Williams.
Yes. I liked Ricky in his interview. I think that he's soft spoken, but I think he has an emotional intelligence to him that will do well for him. I think that he can be respected by the end of the game if he is sitting there. I worry about him fitting in with everyone. He has social anxiety. That's not a great thing to have in the Big Brother house. I don't know if he's going to be like the person who's in with everyone, but I do see him being somebody that a lot of people overlook because he's just so friendly and calm and can talk to you about your problems. And if that person can slide by for a while and get to the end, I think that's a good thing. He talked a lot about astrology, and you know, that's at the very least something that he can use to talk to people with. So I think that's a good thing. He was very confident, that in a way that bordered on arrogance to me. He talked a lot about like how great he was at certain things, and so I worry a little bit about that. But I like him overall. He was also on The Celebrity Apprentice, even though I forgot that he was on it when I learned that he was on it. Yeah. But I think, again, that's probably a pretty decent thing that I don't see him being somebody that's going to be like a big target out of nowhere. So who knows? I think he has some potential here.
Was he on Celebrity Apprentice with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yes, he was on that one.
No wonder I don't remember him from it because I didn't watch that season. Yeah.
Forget the 10-year challenge. Ricky Williams should do the 2-year challenge from 2 years ago. I don't know what.
So different. What I'm watching his interview with Aika, and I'm trying to like mentally remove his hair and beard, and I still can't see it.
Oh,
it's
my gosh.
It's so different.
So different.
Yeah.
It's the chin area that looks very different. It's like you can't tell where it ends.
Right.
Yeah. Here's the thing. On the good side, his answers were thoughtful and quiet, and they were atypically short. His answers were, so that's good to me because that means he's not going to be talking a lot himself. He's going to be letting the celebrities talk about themselves. And I think it was him, or maybe it was Mooch, who pointed out the celebrities are narcissistic. They want to talk about themselves and what's going on in their lives, and that's always good. Great. On the other hand, he just feels a little bit like a wacko. The whole thing with astrology.
How dare you, Brent?
Seriously, he's into astrology. Fine. I wish he could have looked at the stars and foreseen the fact that he was going to sign the worst rookie contract in the history of the NFL. I mean, this, talk about somebody who knows how to leave money on the table. It's Ricky Williams. There's no way he's winning Celebrity Big Brother.
Well, don't penalize him for his like 2001 contract.
He hired Master P, and that was his debacle. I don't know what's going on with this guy. Again, this is somebody else I thought I was going to get dumped with. And Taryn,
you should have Master
again.
P in the house.
I know.
Did Master P do his Big Brother contract?
Well, he didn't do so well on Dancing with the Stars. So I don't think Master P would want to entertain anything to do with Big Brother.
My Big Brother contract said that CBS is going to work with me on some other things after the show. So I'm pretty excited about that.
I think that the quit factor is pretty high on Ricky Williams also. Like, I totally could see him saying, like, guys, it's my time. It's my time. All right. This house is closing in on me.
I think he might be one of the more likely, if not the most likely, quit candidate. But I think that could also work in his favor if he doesn't end up quitting.
Okay. All right. Melissa, any thoughts on Ricky Williams?
He says he's going to be the smartest person in the house, and maybe we should take him at face value and just assume he will be. I thought that was a very strange comment when he said that, like, especially because he doesn't even know who the cast is yet, and he's already assuming that he's just the smartest person. I just feel like I could see him going pretty far just because he seems to be very non-assuming and maybe won't get into confrontation with people and will just kind of be there in the background. But I also don't see him being the winner. So, you know, I don't know. It's possible that he could do really well, but it just doesn't seem like his heart's in it. So that kind of turns me off a little. Yeah.
I can see him being the winner. I just can't see him getting to the end. Like, I agree with Taryn that the last three, I think all three of them actually could win the game. It's just that I really don't think that there's any way this guy is going to be able to make it to the end of the game. I cannot see it with him.
Yeah. If I remember from The Celebrity Apprentice, I feel like that he did not have a lot of fight in the boardroom either.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's very important. Ricky, sometimes having a lot of fight is a bad thing.
Yeah.
In Big Brother.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about our last two people. Okay, so the way this is going to work, Melissa will have the 11th pick. Whoever she does not select will go to Brent, who has the 12th pick. And it's going to come down to Lochte or Lohan. Lochte or Lohan. Melissa, will you please let us know who it's going to be?
Pressure. I hate this drum roll. I already don't even know who I'm going to pick because it's tough because I feel like I'm going with either like an unknown quantity or a known quantity where I know how Ryan Lochte is going to perform because we already kind of know who he is. We know that he's kind of just like not all there, but he is athletic, but he could get dragged along and imagine end speeches. And I just feel like he's kind of hard to talk to. He says he's really easy to talk to and he's very talkative, but I didn't get that vibe at all from the interviews. I just felt like he was very just low energy. If that's like the, probably the best way I could just the nicest way I could describe it. So I just don't know if that's going to go over well. On the other hand, Dina is also kind of low energy. And I saw her reality show that she did a while back. And she seemed very different on that show. So now I'm a little confused. I don't know whether it was just like she's doing this like strange interview type personality versus like her at home personality. I don't know.
Melissa, are you picking both of these people or what?
I'm explaining.
This is where Julie would say, Melissa, we need an answer.
But I also don't know how she's going to do because she could go crazy or she could just be very under the radar normal and get along with people and be kind of motherly to them. Like, who knows? So you know what? I'm just going to pick Dina.
Dina.
All right.
Okay.
I feel like that is kind of an out there pick and I just feel like I just want to go with it. I feel like a lot of the times I pick the boring athletic person, boring athletic male, just because I know that they'll go pretty far, but I know they won't win, and just so I can have someone in the draft. But you know what? I'm not doing that this time, and I'm just going to go with the Lohan.
Okay, all right. Let's go around the horn and talk about did Melissa make the right call, Lohan or Lochte? I say yes. Taryn, what do you say? Would you go Lohan or Lochte?
I think it's a tough choice, but I think the wild card in Lohan is the right call.
I'll make it unanimous. I think she'll make the right call.
Yay! Yeah.
Okay.
I would have picked her had she fallen to me.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, I mean, I know obviously I would have, but I mean, I would have been thrilled to have her. Is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that Dina Lohan could be the hot mess that we're waiting for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that we know exactly. I mean, Melissa explained it well. We know exactly what we're going to get from Ryan Lochte, but Dina could be a crazy hot mess or she could be a crazy good like player and end up winning. I honestly could see it going either way. She did seem personable. She did seem like easy to get along with in a lot of ways. She's such a mom. And I think that's a good thing on this cast. But who knows if she could go all over the place. So, I do think that her upside is a lot greater, even though, Lochte is maybe more likely to stick around for longer. So I like the pick.
Yeah. Brent, I think she has Big Brother Canada Karen upside.
She does, exactly. I had no idea that the term momager was originated with Dina Lohan. And by the way, but Jonathan Bennett's interview, he did specifically talk about Lindsay Lohan. The interviewer, Kelty, prompted him to talk about Lindsay Lohan because of Mean Girls, obviously. And she said something about, like, who do you think's in charge of the situation, the mom or not? And I know she was trying to get him to say something shady about the mom. And he kind of did. He was like, well, I don't really think that she's involved in that situation anymore. Like, it's all Lindsay. Situation. Driving the show right now in Lindsay Lohan's comeback career. Dina Lohan is not involved. It's Lindsay Lohan is who's the one calling the shots right now. So I don't know really how close they are or if at all. If they are close, I feel like that's good for her in terms of that connection. She seemed to have an understanding of what was going to be required of her, and she seemed to be relishing what was incoming as far as this experience goes. So those are the two best things I thought about her. I mean, I didn't get the feeling that she was above this. You can get that. I did get that feeling with Lochte that he was above this. I did get that feeling with Joey that he was above this. I didn't get that feeling with Dina, and I think I was a little bit surprised by that.
To be fair, Dina Lohan is really not above any of these celebrity reality shows. Like she's right there.
I know, it's about all about this is her wheelhouse. It's all about perception. Yeah, exactly. This is her wheelhouse. Exactly.
One thing I thought was really interesting about Dina is that she talked about the leaked cast rumors, mm-hmm. because she was on all of them, whereas all of the other players, almost none of them were on any of the leaked casts. So when they saw them, they were obviously like, well, that's not real because I'm not on it. But she was on them. So she was talking about them like, I saw them. If that's the case, then I do know some people on there. So hopefully those were right.
Right.
Like she saw those leaks and they were potentially real for her because she was actually on them. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to the Melissa bot in the chat who says that maybe we could get from a Dina Lohan.
I can't believe on my daughter's birthday.
And my daughter is Lindsay Lohan. We don't know when Lindsay Lohan's birthday is. Now, do we think that we will get a Lindsay Lohan sighting during CBS Celebrity Big Brother 2, Brent?
I have to believe that we will because she said
she's like promoting something, right?
And the fact that Lindsay helped her pack, like Lindsay helped her mom pack for this. So like they're invested in this. Like she knows. Well, it's not like she's far away somewhere. She knew what her mom was doing. So I have to believe that an incoming Lindsay Lohan sighting is upon us.
Okay. All right. Will Lindsay Lohan discuss dating Survivor Ozzy in her interview to promote the new Survivor season?
Did that happen?
Pretty sure. I don't think that was a fever dream. I think that was a thing.
News flash.
That was a long time ago.
Wow.
It's like the early days of Rob as a podcast. We used to talk about that. All right. So Dina Lohan. Anything else on Dina Lohan? No.
I think we're good.
Okay. All right. So Brent, let's talk about your boy Lochte.
Let's talk about my boy. Actually, you know, I had no idea until I went to his bio earlier today that he's married. So like
what?
The best part about him, like the fact that he's like a, you know, arguably aesthetically pleasing guy is sort of just gone because he's already taken. Because, you know, I mean, he can flirt with the girls, I guess, but he can't really showmance anybody. Remember, Taryn, they kept asking about showmances, and I'm like, well, there's only a couple of people who could showmance, and then this is one of them, and he's freaking married, and he's talking about his wife in his bio. Exactly. She's my queen. I love her. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, fabulous. Look, I thought for sure I was going to hate this guy, because I don't know if it was you, Taryn, maybe one of the other patrons in the Rob Is a Podcast patron group. When the cast came out, they posted a interview that he did when he had like a one season reality show where they followed him around, and it was like Lochte Rules or whatever the hell. right around the time of the Summer Olympics, and he made the anchor cry. Like it was that bad. He was so boring that he made the anchor cry.
Forget it.
Yes.
It's an amazing video.
It was a really amazing video. And then I saw the interview with Aika, and it's not like it was, you know, great shakes or anything, ladies and gentlemen, but it was personable and it was nice and fun. And he did seem rather low key and earnest and a little bit like he came off a little bit country. I mean, I know he's from Florida and born in Florida and raised in Florida, but he came off, there's like a little bit of an accent there or something. And I feel like there's a path for a guy like this in the Big Brother house, somebody who's athletic and potentially loyal and, you know, not too backstabby and not too crafty. I feel like there's a path for him. And it's like the James Maslow path, but with, you know, less thirsty.
Yeah. I think that we may be sleeping on Lochte because he has a plan, that he has this whole game figured out, because apparently what we don't know is that there is actually an infinity pool in the house, which is like a treadmill pool, and it's going to be open all night long. So when all the house guests go to bed, he's gonna wake up and swim laps in the infinity pool from midnight till 6 a.m. So he's gonna do all his training when nobody can see him, and that way they won't know that he's good at the challenges. So he's able to keep up his training and then trick everybody.
Brilliant. It's brilliant, Rob. It's potentially the worst strategy I've ever heard.
Taryn, I felt dumber just having listened to it.
The best part about it for him was that means I'll be sleeping during the day when everyone else will think he's not
even taking this seriously.
I'll be so unthreatening, even though I'm easily like one of the most athletic people there, and I'll still, you know, everybody knows that I'm an Olympic medalist, like 12-time medalist, and I'll be sleeping when everyone else is talking and making alliances and bonding. So that's all going to work out great for me.
So can we assume that he and Lolo know each other from being in the Olympics?
They competed in the same Olympics together, but I don't know if there's any evidence that they know each other. I mean, she was in track, right? I mean, I guess maybe.
They both talked about the Olympics. Village.
That might be some way that they know each other. Maybe not super well, but maybe they do know each other. I don't know, but.
The last thing I remember seeing with Ryan Lochte was like a bunch of people like protesting him on Dancing with the Stars. So
why did they protest him?
It said something, whatever happened with the Summer Olympics, he got into a whole thing and then he lied about it.
Yeah, he lost his endorsement. Yeah.
He like went out.
Did you see that episode of Dancing, Rob?
No,
like,
I didn't.
Like, they came on the set and like Tom had to go to like commercial break. It was fabulous. I shall tweet it to you.
Yeah, he left the Olympic Village or something, and then, you know, was missing, and then came up with this excuse that he got mugged, which turned out to be a complete lie. And
bad liar.
Ill-conceived excuse that totally failed and backfired on him. Like, that is not a great sign for the Big Brother house.
Talk about a lie that backfired on him. I mean, like, he lost endorsement deals over this stupid thing. It was the dumbest lie ever.
That was
like, why are you lying about this? Oh my god. He's such an idiot.
Next time I miss a podcast, guys, I got robbed. I don't know what to do. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, the next one you miss might be the first one you miss.
That's true.
Okay.
Right.
All right. We'll know something terrible actually did happen, so it won't be that funny.
You'll believe me. Okay.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
All right. Where do we go from here? So we talked about all 12 of these cast members. Okay.
Well, I think like the proof is in the pudding. At the beginning of the show, I said that the women are going to carry the day, that the men are stale as day old bread. And look what happened in the draft. All the women went early and all the guys went late. So I feel like that you guys are in agreement with me that a guy may end up winning this season, but I feel like the season itself will be all about the women. So I'm excited to see what happens this season. I'm very excited. I don't think there's not many people that I don't think can, that I don't, I can't do a double negative. I think everybody can win the game is what I'm trying to say. I think there are a lot of people that can win the game, and I didn't feel like that last season. I agree with what Rob said about the fact that it was very top heavy. I mean, I know Shannon went early and we had her as one of our top three, but Marissa and Ross were also in our top three and they went 1 and 2. So I feel like we knew what we were doing. This season, it's a lot harder to pick, and I'm glad that I'm glad of two things. Number one, that it's harder to pick, but number two, that I really am more familiar with the people who are on the show this season. It's not such a wide variance between, you know, Ari from last season, who I'd never heard of from Jesus, and, you know, Ross Matthews, who I see every week on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay.
She became one of my favorites, though. I loved her. But just saying, going into it, I was like, who are you again?
Okay. Something I found interesting about this cast is that I think almost all of them said, I want to lie low in the beginning of the game. I don't want to win the first couple of competitions because they all watched the first two episodes of Celebrity Big Brother. Right. And the lesson they all took from it is I don't want to be Shannon. Shannon was trying to do too much. Yeah.
Shannon was the most important player in the history of Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah, the best.
They all talked about her.
Every single one of them is going to go into that house thinking, I'm going to lie low and I'm not going to win anything.
Not Lindsay Lohan.
A little bit concerned that the opening of the game might be a little quiet because nobody wants to make any moves.
A little slow.
I could totally see that. So we should give it the benefit of the doubt and wait like a few episodes.
Okay. They also released the house tour. Taryn, anything we should know about the house this time around?
Gorgeous.
Oh, and Taryn, is there a pool? Because the whole thing with Ryan and Lochte in the pool is that last year on Celebrity Big Brother, there was no pool. Like, they didn't give them the pool all last season. So are they going to get the pool?
They must have put in this pool to get him.
He seems very confident. I bet that he negotiated this.
Yeah. I mean, how much an infinity pool? Even if it's like 10 grand, it's probably worth it to get him in the house.
I don't see how they can do an infinity pool where there's no hillside.
I have to look up what it
is. Why? It has to be on an incline? No, yeah, it's like a fan. It's like a fan.
Okay, no, that's like a pool treadmill. An infinity pool is a specific.
I might have said infinity pool, but I think it's like a pool treadmill. I don't think he needed
I think that's what he said.
Yeah,
pool treadmill
vista. But this is just a pool treadmill.
Yes. Yeah. So all right, let's not get too hung up on that. Okay.
I'm very hung up on it.
Pool treadmills are like $10,000.
Well, look, CBS has, if that's the difference between getting Lochte and not getting Lochte, it's like, all right, put it up, install that baby.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars to come on the show.
Yeah. Okay.
The kitchen is gorgeous and I would love to have it in my own house. And I really like the style of the decor and I just think it looks really nice.
All right. So now let's just rehash the draft and talk about the teams that we ended up with. Taryn walks away from the draft tonight with the team of Mr. Jonathan Bennett, Joey Lawrence, and then Ricky Williams.
I would never in a million years have picked that for him. I know you're with me. I know you're with me.
Okay. Look, Brent, you draft by the chat every single time. How many times have you won, Brent?
A couple.
Whoa.
A couple. Yeah.
I won all of them
up until last year.
Yes.
Okay. Not quite that many.
Taryn,
do you want to get going?
Tom, Lolo, and someone else.
Okay. Do you have a name for this squad, Taryn?
let's see. Team Anti-Chat? Is that
Anti-Chat? Wow. Okay. Gonna go go the heads up against the chat. Chat always wins. It's like Vegas, not the spoiler. Okay. All right. Brent, you walk away from this draft tonight with Tamar Braxton, Candy Burris, and then Ryan Lochte.
Yes. This is Team Salt and Peppa.
Okay.
even though it was, I think it was Candy won a Grammy for writing "No Scrubs" by TLC. It wasn't Salt and Pepper, but you get my point. You get my point.
I guess so. Okay.
Same R&B bands, group, same decade.
All right, Melissa, you walk away from this draft with Natalie, Eva Marie, with Tom Green, and then with Dina Lohan.
Yes.
I like this team.
I'm excited about my team. I'm hopeful.
Okay. And then what is your team squad name?
Well, I think I'm going to stick with my movie monster theme. And someone gave me a suggestion yesterday on Twitter, and I forgot the person's name. I was going to shout them out. But they had come up with Team Wolf because it's like a play on Teen Wolf. And they're a movie monster kind of thing. So I liked it. So I'm going to go with Team Wolf.
Okay. Team Wolf.
That was Kubi on Twitter.
Kubi on Twitter. Okay. All right. And
then I find that so quickly. Jeez.
And I walk away from the draft with Lolo Jones, Kato Kaelin, and Mr. Anthony Scaramucci. And
I'm really surprised that Kato fell to number nine. Just the way it just it was just I think we all felt relatively good about him. It's just the particular order that we were picking.
My last two picks were Kato and Joey.
Okay. Well, Melissa didn't like him, but we did.
Rob took him right before I would have.
Okay.
Jeez.
All right. Yeah, I like the best comment from the chat for you, Rob, is five oofs and a mooch.
Okay, that's you know what? That's a great team name. Five oofs and a mooch. There you go. Five oofs and a mooch and Kato,
good job,
too.
Tracy.
Okay, five oofs and a mooch. I love it. Okay. All right. So there you go. All right. Those are our draft teams for Celebrity Big Brother. Of course, our full coverage will kick off after episode number one coming up this Monday night. And then we will be going through the gauntlet. I believe it's first week. I think we're back Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, no show Thursday, and then back on Friday. So it'll be a jam-packed first week of Celebrity Big Brother. And of course, Taryn, when do we expect the live feeds to kick off?
Should be after the episode on Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, I know most of you guys already have the live feeds, but if you want to get the live feeds through, Rob has a website. You go to robhasawebsite.com/livefeeds. That's our CBS affiliate link for that. We got a lot of great Survivor postseason interviews up. I spoke with Nick Wilson. I spoke with Christian Ubicki. I spoke with Gabby. I spoke with Allison, with a couple more on the way, potentially. So be on the lookout for that in our Survivor podcast feed. And anything else we want to give out? Social media handles?
You can always follow me at One Lucky Gay on Twitter, one spelled out, O-N-E. By the way, I did listen to all of your your long form interviews with Nick and Christian and Gabby. Those are the ones I haven't had a chance to listen to Allison yet, but they were really, really great, Rob.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for doing those. Yeah. And we really appreciate it.
Yeah. Had a lot of fun with this cast, and we had some really good chats about the game after the fact.
Yes, you can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn, on Instagram, Taryn_Armstrong, on Twitch, Taryn Armstrong, wherever you want to find me. It's fine.
Okay.
Just find me.
And then the great It's Melissa.
Three A's.
Yes, with three A's. Find It's Melissa on Twitter. And of course, we would love to bring you some guests as well this season for our Big Brother Celebrity coverage. I know there's a lot of competition out there in the Big Brother podcasting world, but we'll do our best to bring you some Big Brother guests, Survivor guests. Rob is a podcast favorite, and we'll do our best to have a lot of fun with you all season long on our coverage. Of course, you could subscribe to everything we're doing here on Rob's podcast, robhaswebsite.com/iTunes for our RHAP main feed. And then for all things Big Brother, robhaswebsite.com/BB podcast. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre putting this all together tonight. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye. And special thanks to our friends over at TrueCar for sponsoring this episode of Rob Has a Podcast. 60 seconds. That's exactly how long this commercial lasts. You know what else you can do in about a minute? You can get an offer for your car with TrueCar. That's right. In the amount of time it takes to floss your teeth, pet your dog, do some sit-ups, or listen to my voice, you can get a true cash offer from TrueCar. Best of all, you can do it from your smartphone or your home. Just go to TrueCar and enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details pop up. Answer a few questions. You'll get an accurate true cash offer from a local certified True Car dealer. It's that easy. And after that, you can bring your car in and they'll check it out with you together. You can ask questions and get the answers you need so there's no surprises. Then simply leave with your check or trade in your car for a new ride. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today.